ABC News.
I'm Clive Hunton with a finance update. No Australian share market news today, or much business news generally, being a public holiday, but a few snippets nevertheless. Tasmania's Premier says a $1 million package from the state government for Bogues Brewery to continue operating its visitor centre is a wise investment. The brewery was set to close at the end of the month, citing dwindling beer consumption as well as the higher cost pressures and impact of COVID. But an in-principle agreement between the brewery owner, Lion Australia, and the government has been reached, keeping the centre open for the foreseeable future. The German branch of EY, formerly known as Ernst & Young, is planning to cut 40 partners and 380 staff. EY is regarded as one of the big four global accountancy firms. The redundancy plan is the latest in a series of cost-cutting measures as the company responds to economic uncertainty and tries to boost its global consulting business. Staying overseas, Meta is reinstating the Facebook and Instagram accounts of Donald Trump. Those were suspended 2 years ago. That said, he's been warned by Meta what will happen to his accounts if he steps outside the guardrails again. And Justin Bieber no longer owns some of his best-known hits after selling the rights to a British-based music investment company in a deal worth an estimated $280 million.